Yeah, so we usually do meditation for about 40 minutes or so, and then we have some time for discussion. So if anything's come up for you, if anything you'd like to share or ask about, you're welcome to do that towards the end. So the most important thing, really, for all types of meditation, but especially metta meditation, is to feel comfortable and at ease. So whatever you can do to engender that feeling of comfort and ease at the physical level, please do so now. For me, I have a beautiful cup of ginger chai right next to me. So that involves having a little sip. And this can just help us to feel we do have time. We do have space to tend for our body and mind. So all that feeling of rushness can just gradually calm. And we can really set that intention to offer this time and space for ourselves. You don't have to get anything right. You don't have to get a particular result from the meditation. It's just allowing yourself to feel what you feel and to be kind. Lovely. And gradually, when you are ready in your own time, you can just settle into your body, into your posture. Relaxing as much as you need to. So you don't have to sit cross-legged with a back dead straight. You can also, if you're sleepy or tired, you can take the comfort of a backrest, or if you have knee problems, you can stretch your legs, lean up against your sofa or something. Sometimes at the monastery, people lie down. It helps them to be aware of their body and the contact of the body on the ground. But if you already feel relaxed, it might help to bring a little bit of alertness into the posture by just gently sensing that connection with the ground or with your chair, your feet on the ground if you're sitting on a chair. And just feeling up from the tailbone, feeling up through the spine, and just noticing the most comfortable position for your spine. So the vertebrae are sitting gently on top of one another. Not contracted or compressed, nor overly stretched, but just a little bit of uplift, as though there's a, as though you can sense into that pad between each spinal, what do you call them, each vertebrae. And I like to give myself a little space in the back of the neck, because there's a small gap there in the back of the neck and the skull. Maybe just extending the neck slightly by tilting the head very slightly forward and feeling the top of the head connected to the space above us. And also bring that bit of uplift. And again, just relaxing with that, not holding anything tightly. And allowing the awareness to just gently rest on the top of the head. Perhaps sensing into the shared space that we are creating right now. Over in England, it's quite warm and cozy, so feeling that warmth and coziness as an emotion as well. Sense of friendship. A sense of being together with spiritual friends. So you don't have to do all of this alone. And quite naturally, my awareness is just spreading from the top of my head down through the various parts of the body, noticing the skin on the face, on the forehead, the temples, the eyes, allowing them to rest in the sockets, relaxing the cheeks, relaxing the jaw, feeling the softness of the lips. Not needing to hold a particular expression, but just letting everything hang. Everything become loose and natural. Noticing any feelings in the scalp as you spread your awareness across the whole scalp area. Down into the throat, the neck, down to the shoulders. Allowing those shoulders to just be and to sense into the space around them. Inviting any tensions to just relax, release. As though your shoulders were expanding. And that same sense of relaxation starts to flow down your arms, into your elbows, lower arms and your hands. Spreading this feeling of warmth and friendliness from the top of your head, through your face, your neck, your shoulders, right down through your arms to the fingers and the fingertips. Giving each little part of your body down to your fingertips, attention, kindness, care. Letting your fingers relax. And enjoying any pleasant feelings that arise as you come in contact with your body, your hands, the feelings in your fingers and fingertips. Really allowing the mind to sink into that, to receive any pleasantness, any relaxation, maybe tingling, maybe softness. Maybe just that sense of being here now as the mindfulness increases. And moving back to your throat area and allowing your awareness to gently spread through the chest. Imparting softness and warmth through the way you're aware. Sometimes you may feel the awareness soaking right through the surface level, skin level, into the organs inside. Maybe if you have any parts of the body that are weak or sick, just imagine that kindness soaking in, staying longer in the area of maybe the heart or the lungs, maybe the ribs, the abdomen area, allowing this awareness to soak through. Allowing your belly to be loose, to be soft. Perhaps noticing the gentle rise and fall of the belly or expansion in the lungs. And allowing the mind to relax. and receiving any sensations you notice in the chest and abdomen area, right down to the pelvis. And similarly, receiving this soft, kind awareness through your back, from the top of the back to every area of your back, all the little muscles, spine, the rib cage at the back. Once again, allowing it to soak through as far as it will. The organs inside, your kidneys, down to the hips, softening that awareness even more if there are any aches or pains, allowing it to be expansive. Diffuse. And sinking into your buttocks. Feeling the buttocks on the ground or on your chair. Noticing any feelings, maybe heaviness, softness, pressure. Just allowing it to be, allowing the buttocks to take up their space, be held by the ground, muscles to relax and release. And spreading your awareness through your thighs, around the thighs, the skin. And deep into the muscle, the tissue. Perhaps right through to the bones, large bones of the thighs. But right now, don't need to bear much weight. So just allowing your thighs to be loose, to be relaxed. Meeting your knees, receiving any sensations you notice right now on your knees. Maybe spending a little longer to explore those areas. Give your knees permission to relax. And spreading down into your shins, your calves. The whole lower leg. Just noticing any sensations and receiving them into this warm, soft, spacious awareness. Feeling into your ankles. Exploring the sensations in your ankles right now. Maybe different sensations in each ankle. And just softening around those feelings. Giving your ankles permission to relax. And finally, flowing into your feet. Noticing the feelings in your feet right now. The bridge of the foot, the sole, the heel. The soft padded part of the foot. Under the toes. And each and every toe. Right down to the tips of the toes. So no part of your body is left out. Every part of your body is suffused with this soft, friendly awareness. And feeling the body as a whole. Gently expanding your awareness to the whole body. As though the body were wrapped in a soft blanket. Or just soaking in a warm bath. And if there are any parts of the body that still have unnecessary tension, muscles that are still contracted due to habit, just allow them to release. As you would relaxing in that warm bath or snuggled up in a blanket, completely held, completely relaxed. And relaxing with any parts of the body that don't feel relaxed. Just accepting it and allowing them to be. Giving them patience, time, friendliness, no matter how your body feels. And at any time in this meditation, you can continue this way to just make peace with your body, allow yourself to relax. Or if you wish, continue with the metta meditation by just connecting with any sense of ease that you can experience right now. Any part of the body that is easy to be with, maybe the area around the chest or some pleasant feeling in the head, the scalp or the fingers, the palms, or a generalized sense of embodiment that is easeful. And I'd like to start today by inviting you to bring to mind someone in your life who you're really grateful toward. Someone who perhaps offers you love, support, kindness. A listening ear, non-judgment, At least some of the time, no one's perfect. But someone in your life you really value and feel a lot of gratitude towards. Could be someone you know well or someone more distant, like a teacher who you may or may have not met. Could be a public figure who serves in ways that are inspiring. Could be a parent, a friend. Child. So let's see if you can connect with this being and the feeling of gratitude that comes to mind when you think of them and think of their beautiful presence in your life. You may have images of this person or a general sense of what it's like to be in their presence. And keeping them in mind, start wishing them well. Using your own inner words, such as, may you be happy. May you be free from all suffering. May you be healthy. May you be at ease. So just see which phrases, which words resonate for you. In regards to this person, perhaps you wish for them something that they have showed to you. Or if they are someone who's advanced in the spiritual path, perhaps you just wish for their well-being and ease. Imagine you're really expressing these wishes to this person you're so grateful towards, as if they're right there in front of you. And you're just suffusing them with blessings, with warmth, with gratitude. So see how often feels right to you to repeat each phrase and listen, staying connected to your body. Listen internally to any emotional response that may arise as you gently continue wishing this person well and pausing in the space between each phrase. Sometimes in the beginning, we may need to repeat the phrases regularly. So choose the same phrases, just two or three. And maybe have a shorter gap. And as the mind settles and the feeling grows, you may find you need the words less and less, but don't give them up completely. Keep on building that fire of loving kindness in the heart. And give the metta time to develop. Staying connected to the feelings in your heart. Even a single thought, a single moment of loving kindness, the Buddha said, is incredibly powerful and has incredible beneficial results. Any moment of loving kindness is precious. Always remembering to be very kind and gentle with your mind. So if it feels too forceful, just relaxing, taking a step back. Bringing this person to mind again. Just allowing the feelings of gratitude and loving kindness to arise. Or just staying with your body in a kind and gentle way. Whatever works for you right now. Now, keeping this person in your mind and your heart, bring to mind any other beings in your life. Maybe the ones you live with, maybe family members, friends, colleagues, other teachers, you also feel gratitude towards. And just allow the thoughts and feelings of loving kindness to spread to them. That's too many beings to think about. Just send it to a group. Recognizing there are many beings in our life whom we can be grateful towards. May these beings too be happy. Be healthy. Be at ease. Now allowing the metta to keep on spreading outwards from your body, your mind, to beings that help us that we don't even know. All those Hong Kong heroes and heroines, or people doing just ordinary jobs, keep the society together, keep it working. People working in the hospitals, schools, providing our healthcare and education, construction, transport, aid. People in customer service. People at every level of society. Working together as a whole. All the people our lives depend upon. The farmers. Wishing all those unknown people well. And for those who wish, perhaps being someone or maybe even several beings to mind who you find difficult and don't often reflect on with gratitude. See if there's something you can still be grateful for. Perhaps this person's displaying behavior that is less than harmonious, and you can learn from that how not to be. You can learn patience, forgiveness, compassion. So even the difficult people, sometimes we can develop gratitude towards without endorsing bad behavior, by showing us how not to be, or helping us understand our values and live by those. Just choosing someone mildly difficult, maybe a group of people with different views or beliefs, and see if you can wish them well too. Staying connected to any emotional response and just noticing it without judgment. And lastly, spreading to all beings, including animals, insects, birds, fish, other creatures of the oceans, of the lakes, the rivers, the sea, tiny beings, all playing their role. See if you can contact those feelings of gratitude to strengthen the loving kindness towards all beings. Maybe including invisible beings as well. Invisible forces that may be somehow supporting us on our path. Now gently, slowly, bringing your awareness back into your body, around your body and to yourself, this being you're living with, you're practicing with, your friend and companion to every day. And see if you can wish yourself well, with a heart full of gratitude for your own beautiful qualities, your own good intentions, efforts to live well, to practice Dhamma, to practice Metta, to be a good friend to someone, a good partner, a good parent, son or daughter. and with feelings of gratitude towards yourself, sincerely offer yourself all your best wishes. So wrapping yourself up in that blanket of care. And allowing yourself to receive the blessings I'm going to share. Sabbe sata, sabbe pana, sabbe buddha, sabbe pugala. Sabbe atta bhava pariyapanna, sabba itiyo, sabbe purisa, sabbe ariha, sabbe anariha. Sabbe deva, sabbe manusa, sabbe vinipadika, avirahontu, abhyapajahontu. Anigahantu Sukhiyatanam Pariharantu Dukkha Mujantu Yadalada Sampatito Maui Gajantu Kamasaka. Sadhu. For those who don't know, this means very good. Sadhu. Sadhu. We take it as an excuse to stretch and smile and share extra blessings. So I hope that you feel that there's a little bit more loving kindness available in your life and for yourself right now. So I think that went a little longer than usual. Maybe we spend more time with our bodies. Hopefully that was useful and helpful for you.